All right. Hello, everyone. Hi, it's Claire, and I'm so happy that you're here with us. We're going to get started in just a moment. Go ahead and post where you are listening from or watching from today in the chat. It's going to be a very interactive session as we get started. And how are you? How are you doing? It's day 35 plus of quarantine here in California. I hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world and that you're staying safe and that you are plugging in to be connected to others. And I'm so happy to welcome you here to our circle. I see Dorothy from Dallas and Kelly from, where's Kelly from? Galesburg, Jade from Philadelphia, Sally from Ohio, Lauren from Massachusetts, Jane from Milwaukee. Pirko is here from Finland. Hi, Pirko. So great to have you with us. Hazel's here from the UK. Harriet's here from Blackpool in England. And let's see here. Nikki is here from Sussex in the UK. Liz is here from Ohio. Sheila's here from California. Brittany is here from New Jersey. Dawn's here from California. Sumitra is here from Surrey in the UK. Ellen is here from Vancouver. Okay, all right. Lindsay's here from Canada. All right, so welcome. I'm so happy that you're here today. I want to welcome you to this special event. This is our Awakening Feminine Power Immersion. And I'm Claire Zammit. I'm the founder of Feminine Power. And I want to take a moment just to invite you to make a shift from wherever your attention has been so far today, because we are going to have an experience today of the core principles, practices, shifts that I teach in my Feminine Power course. And I want to share them with you, service to you being able to have a breakthrough in your own life. All right, so let's dive in. So the purpose of our time together today is to give you support to be able to create one or more things specifically in your life using the approach that I teach in Feminine Power. So I want to encourage you to just make a shift in wherever your attention has been so far today. We're going to do an opening centering meditation, and then I'm going to introduce the event to you and give you an overview of how it's going to work today. But yes, absolutely, there is going to be a transcript. This is going to be recorded and posted, so you'll have access to everything that we share today, okay? But what's most important in terms of getting the most out of the event is I want to invite you just to make a shift into where your attention is so we can move into a powerful circle of creation. All right, so just putting everything to one side and just making a shift, just taking a nice deep breath, moving into a place of deep listening and deep receptivity, as if you're opening your inner eyes, listening with your inner ears, and becoming aware of all the feelings and sensations in your body, just with each breath. Just letting your awareness drop into this deeper, wider center where you are already connected to your strengths, to your inner resources, where you are already plugged in to an energy and intelligence in the universe that's bigger than you, where you are already connected to the support for others that you feel. Just with each breath, bringing your attention back to yourself, moving into listening, curiosity, receptivity, expanding outward into this larger field of support. And together we simply say yes and thank you, and so it is, and so it shall be. So welcome to our Feminine Power Immersion Experience. Today, I want to share with you how you can make what I believe is the single most important shift that women can make to create a life that reflects their true potentials, the shift to creating from feminine power. And I've created this special session today as part of the free content that we're sharing this month in the Feminine Success Codes, because we're going to be using a lot of the frameworks from my feminine power approach in the Success Codes moving forward. So I wanted to create the space to invite all of our graduates who have participated in our 7-week course to come in and to reignite your feminine power and reconnect with the magic of the feminine power process. And I wanted to welcome everyone who is new just to get an have an experience of what it is to make the shift and to create from your feminine power. So I'm going to guide you through the 7 steps that I normally teach in the Essential Course for the Awakening Woman. This is not intended to be a replacement for that course, but to really just give you an opportunity to tap into the power of this. So I'm going to share some big ideas with you. I'm going to share some of my most inspiring feminine power stories that really illustrate the principles in action that I'm going to teach you in the course. And I'm going to share some power statements and breakthrough steps that you can apply to your life right now. So it's my intention that you can have an experience today. You might want to go deeper into feminine power in the future or retake the course if you're already a part of it. But if you're brand new, I just want to give you enough so that you can be centered and creating from your feminine power right away. So this is going to be an interactive event today, okay? So I'm going to invite you into questions. I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to invite you into practices. I'm going to invite you to share your takeaways, okay? So I want to invite you to, as we begin, one of the questions I asked at the very beginning was, what is it that you most deeply desire to create? Because it's my intention, each of these steps, for you to be able to have a breakthrough today as we go through. Okay, so I'd love to invite you just to post in the chat what it is that you most deeply desire to create. It could be your breakthrough intention that you set as part of the Success Codes. It could be something else. What is it that you most want to create? And see if you can bring it back to the next 30 days. What's the most important thing that you want to create in the next 30 days that's like right here, right now? And I want to invite you to set an intention today to be bringing you awareness and bringing power to be able to get some traction in creating and manifesting this intention in the next 30 days. Okay, so go ahead, post it in the chat. That's great. Beautiful. Self-confidence, stepping into impact, having a healing practice, being able to forgive and release, being able to use our gifts, being able to feel confident, being able to succeed in college, being able to start a coaching program. Beautiful. Whatever it is that you are holding as your intention or your vision, just invite you just to take a moment to bring that into awareness and to bring our intention together today to be playing full out. There's 2 things I want to invite you into today, just to give your attention fully to the workshop, to support your breakthrough, and to support everybody else who is here in having a breakthrough as well. So that's the final thing I want to say before we get started. I would love to ask you just to be a yes to that. Go ahead and post in the chat that you are a yes to being all in for the next 90 minutes or so to be able to create a breakthrough here and to support other people in the community to be able to have a breakthrough as well. All right, great. So I'm going to share a bit of my story as we go through into the different steps in the feminine power process. And I want you to know that there's much more about feminine power and about this process in the bonus ebooks that I've been sharing. So I do want to encourage you to read the Feminine Power Breakthrough ebook. And the Fem Power Revolution ebook will share why the feminine power approach is so important also if you're a coach or workshop leader or therapist or you want to empower women. So please do dive deep into those materials that I've shared with you, because today is really the fast track where we're going to go in and have an experience of this. So there's 7 steps in this process that I'm going to share with you, and I'm going to take you into the first one, but I want to share with you that I'm going to support you to connect with an intention, to break through an inner block or barrier, to activate your inner GPS, to connect with the magnetic power of your deeper desires, to magnetize support, to expand your light, to create a vision, to uplift others as well in the process. So let's go into the first step. Step 1, awaken your feminine power. When I was 16 years old, I already knew that I wanted to be a powerful person. And that kind of power that I saw modeled in the world, it was really modeled in a kind of masculine terms, doing, making it happen. And the alternative was kind of to be weak or passive. And so I modeled on this, very strategic, very goal-oriented. And I knew that I didn't want to live a lesser life. I wanted to realize my full potential. So I organized around this image of power that I'd seen in the world around me. At 16 years old, I wore pants to my prom. In the senior year, if you can imagine me surrounded by other girls in meringue dresses. And I had this, you know, really beautiful, elegant black silk pants that I was wearing. And I felt like I was really on the pathway to being a powerful person in my life. Fast forward 10 years later on that trajectory. And I had a lot of accomplishments to be proud of. I had graduate degrees. I had a prestigious coaching certification. I had been in a leadership role in the company that I worked for, supervising 25 women from 3 different cities. I had my own apartment. I had a relationship, a lot of things that looked good on the outside. But I experienced a really painful and confusing gap between the, you know, what I felt deep down was possible and what I had been able to create. And it was very confusing because I was, quote unquote, a powerful woman. And, you know, things really seemed like I should be happy and I should be satisfied, but I felt deeply unsatisfied. I felt deeply depressed, and that somehow I was off purpose for the larger life that I was here to experience. And it was very confusing because on the one hand, I really was powerful. And on the other hand, I felt really helpless and really powerless to create the things that I really desired to create. And so I just, you know, did something that I realize now was wise, is that I didn't skip over it. I didn't just move past it. I went into it and I was like, okay, I'm going to find out what this is. And what I discovered is absolutely startling, and it has shaped the course of my life. What I discovered is that millions of women around the world are experiencing the same painful, confusing gap that I was experiencing, that I've come to call the power paradox. And you can see it in all of the research. On the one hand, as women, we're more powerful than we've ever been. And yet we feel powerless to create the things that we most deeply yearn for now, which is being able to be visible and seen and being able to be supported to grow into the best version of ourselves, to be able to give our gifts fully in ways that they impact others and are received, right? So we don't even have language in many ways for what this yearning is. I know I certainly didn't. But I've come to call it this unsung song syndrome, that there's just this sense of something more. And even though I'm smart and I'm gifted and I know I'm talented and I have accomplishments to be proud of, I can't get it out of me. And I remember coaching women and them describing this unsung song syndrome in great depth, in great detail. There was even one woman who was a rocket scientist on my couch, who shared all of the symptoms of being in this power paradox. And I knew that this was something that I needed to go more deeply into. And so I brought all the women in my community together that I was coaching into a group. And there was a lot of yearning at that time towards embracing different qualities, feminine qualities. And yet somehow I knew that there was just something in the feminine that was a piece of this puzzle. So I brought everyone together and we had a class on exploring feminine energy or something like that. And I listed on the board two sets of qualities, masculine qualities and feminine qualities. And right there on the first night of class, I discovered the answer to this riddle, this power paradox that I'd been living in that was so painful and so confusing. And it was one of the women in the circle. She pointed to the feminine qualities, soft, receptive, magnetic, intuitive, flowing. And she said, you know, I'm so drawn to those qualities, but these other qualities, logical, linear, strategic, these masculine qualities, she said, but I fear if I don't express these other masculine qualities, I'm going to lose my power. And so it just was just like a light bulb went off. There's something here about how we've been sourcing power up until now. And I took a deep dive into it. And I found out something that was really, really startling, that up until 2010, a synonym for the word feminine was the word weak. And if you looked up the word power, masculine was listed as an alternative. The whole very way in which power exists in the world has been tied up with strategy, control, in some ways domination. And it's been a very good and useful system to create things that have a predictable outcome. If you want to build a house, if you want to, create something that is very, you know, in the category of being very strategic, it's a great system to be using. But the things that we yearn for as women are in the realm of what I've discovered is called self-actualization. It's not purely accomplishment. It's becoming everything that we can be. And so the thing that I discovered is that the whole system of power we've been using doesn't work now for women who have this new set of yearnings. And in that moment, I understood the power paradox, and I knew that I needed to find out and discover how we could create another system of power that was sourced from this feminine principle of connection. Because the power to become who you were meant to be in this life, it doesn't just come from strategy. It doesn't come from willpower. It comes from a deep connection to your own value and worth. It comes from the connection to a higher power. It comes from an ability to connect with others and magnetize support and resources. The power to become who you we're meant to be in this life, is a feminine power. And so that's when I discovered that was it. I was like, let me figure out how are we going to do it. And I started to to work with these practices, and I was experimenting myself as I was discovering these practices and teaching the women who were in my coaching circle how to use them, who were experiencing what I was, this unsung song syndrome. And within a very short period of time, I had the most extraordinary breakthroughs in my own life, breaking out of all of my old patterns of invisibility, being able to finally connect with my life's purpose and work, being able to presence myself in the world, being able to found feminine power and our company Evolving Wisdom that was recognized as one of the top 100 companies in the world today, fastest growing transformational education companies, reaching hundreds of millions of people online and meeting my amazing husband, having incredible relationships, like everything that was really the wildest dream of the possibility that I felt was unlocked by making this shift. So I share this with you just to open, you know, to invite you into the power and possibility of what can happen when you make this shift. So I want to show you how to make the first shift to awaken feminine power. But before I do, I want to invite you to share in the chat, you know, what's been your experience of this unsung song syndrome and the power paradox? Tell me if that resonates. Do you feel that? Like, on the one hand, I am more powerful. I know I'm powerful. I know I'm smart. I know I'm talented. And on the other hand, I feel powerless to create the things that I yearn for. Or I have felt that before. What's been your experience of that? Go ahead and post it in the chat for me. I'd love to see. Right? So this is the thing, right? So it names it. It's not that you're not a powerful person. You are a powerful person. And how is it that I'm a powerful person and yet I'm so powerless to create what I yearn for to become myself, right? It was like totally made me crazy to be able to figure this out. Right? So this is it, right? So this is like the big idea I want to share with you, that to create the things that you are now yearning for as a woman who is, I'm going to say, at the level of self-actualization, you want to become all that you can be. You want to create an outer life that reflects your inner possibilities. To create at this level of self-actualization, strategy, will, just pushing, that system doesn't work. Works for a lot of other things, you know, and I want to acknowledge not everybody has embraced the masculine system. And, you know, some of us have felt that the disconnect and the kind of power over ways that masculine power expresses is distasteful. And we also haven't had access to power, right? So this is it, right? So you're a powerful woman, you're smart, you're conscious, you're gifted, and yet you have felt powerless up until now to create the things that you yearn for, okay? And so this is what I want you to know, is that this is not your fault and it's not a personal failure that we've been blaming ourselves as women. This is this block, this gap, this power paradox is part of a much larger story about power. And so so if you have an unsung song in your life, that possibility that you feel, that potential that you are coded with, I want you to know that that's real. And I'm going to show you how to awaken the power to realize it, because it's a different system that you need to be able to succeed. That's really where the success codes comes in, the approach that we're using. And I say this as someone who has been able to have a huge impact in, you know, every measure of traditional success as a result of using this system. So yes, you have untapped potential, you have unfulfilled desires, awakening your feminine power is for you. So I want to guide you through the exercise that I guided the women through during that first night of class that had really altered my life, because I want to invite you to bring awareness to what your lived experience has been with these masculine and feminine qualities up until now. Okay, what your lived experience has been with these masculine and feminine qualities up until now. Because one of the biggest block to awakening feminine power are all of the ways in which we have distanced or rejected ourselves from the feminine. Like all of the fear that we have of the loss of power that might happen for us if we let ourselves be centered into these experiences. Okay, so I'm going to invite you into a journey where you can experience a whole new story of power. Okay, so this is the fast track. We go into this much more deeply in our essential course for the Awakening Woman, but we're going to hold a space together to be able to dive deep into the fast track here together. So, all right. You ready to do it? Were you ready to let go and release and open up to a new possibility? Okay, go ahead and post in the chat. Awesome. All right. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read out these qualities of the masculine. These are common assumptions about what masculine is. I'm not saying that this is what masculine is. These are just common assumptions about what masculine is. And so I want to invite you just to close your eyes and just listen as I read them and just notice any images or any feelings or any sensations that pop into your mind, what it feels like. Okay, so I'm going to read the list of masculine qualities here. Just notice the image that pops into your mind when I say masculine. Notice what that is. Okay, external, mental, separate, structure, control, angular, odd, penetrating, doing, goal, purpose-driven, protecting, providing, ordered, perfection, linear, focused, non-changing, predictable, hard, mind, logic, strategic, product, harvest, results-oriented, fixed, independent, agency. All right, so these are just masculine qualities, but just like notice what is evoked for you in these qualities, okay? And shake that off. Just having a shake. I'm going to read the feminine qualities right now. All right, internal. These are the feminine qualities. So I say the word feminine. What's the image that is evoked for you when I say the word feminine? Internal, emotional, related, slow, surrender, round, soft, receptive, being, love, nurturing, nester, chaotic, wild, linear, imperfect, multitasking, ever-changing, unpredictable, body, flow, intuitive, emergent, process, relational, interdependent, Communion. Okay. So what is evoked? What is evoked in these second set of qualities? Right? So it's like we're, you know, so just notice, I have some questions for you, and these will be in the handout as well for you to take a look at. So the question is, which one, masculine, feminine, which one feels like home? Which one feels like home? Which set of qualities? This is the purpose of this, just feels like, there's no judgment. This is just observing. You're bringing your awareness to these questions. Okay, which one feels like home? Just be curious. What are your judgments about the other? What have your judgments been about the other? Right? What have your judgments been about the other one? About the one that doesn't feel like home. What have your judgments been about the other that doesn't feel like home to you? Right? So you know, oh, there's so many posts happening here in the chat. Right? So there's ways that, you know, we've had a lot of judgments and stories about the other, right? We've had a lot of so notice what have been your judgments and stories about the other. And notice, you know, I guess my question would be, you know, what have the gains been of the ones that feel like home, and what have the costs been of the one that you have maybe been rejecting? What have the costs been? What have the gains been, and what have the costs been? Right? So, you know, a lot of the time we have, you know, the feminine might feel like home to you, but the masculine is where you have found your ability to make a living and to be able to have power and agency. And the gains of that have been that you've been able to provide for your family, the costs of being a connection to yourself and your deeper dreams. So it's just noticing what your relationship with these energies have been, right? And so what I want to invite you into in this exploration is, what if there were a new possibility? And the new possibility is that this logical, strategic kind of power is really good and useful for a certain set of things. Things that are really predictable and things that are really controllable, that there's a lot of power that we can gain through setting goals, breaking things down into steps. But what if, what's the new possibility if we step into this big idea that the yearnings that we're now feeling are the impulse to self-actualize, the impulse to become everything that is within us, to create an outer world and life that reflects these inner possibilities? What might the power to create that look like? See, there's no word in the English language that names what a feminine system of power might look like, other than the word magic, which means to harness the forces of energy. So I want to invite you into a new possibility here, that that feminine power, the power of connection to yourself, to a higher power, to other people, that the kind of power that you need to become who you were meant to be is the power that gives you a belief in yourself, a belief in the value of what you have to offer, It's a power that connects you to a deeper source of intelligence and creativity that supports you. It's a power that connects you to others so that you can access resources and support. And so what if it were possible to let go of your push from your mind and move into a place of connection and listening to yourself that would give you access to a different kind of power? Are you open to having an experience of this? Go ahead and just post for me in the chat. If you're open to having an experience of a different or new kind of power. Okay. So let's step into it. So in the success codes, there's a process that is in the archives called setting a magnetic intention, which is about setting an intention from your feminine power. See, most of us, we're kind of in our minds in strategy, or we're in kind of emotional reaction, but to create with a feminine system of power, we need to drop into connection to ourselves. So I want you just to put everything to one side and just take a moment just to close your eyes and bring your awareness inside of yourself, bringing your connection to the places where you already are strong and powerful, bringing awareness inside yourself to the who you are when you are expressing your gifts, bringing your attention to who you are when you are loving courageously, feeling that connection to your inner strengths and resources. Just letting your attention expand outward to the edges of the room, becoming aware of yourself as already connected to a higher power that life is organizing around your success. And just letting your attention expand around our circle today, that you are already connected to a field of support, that others support your success. Others want you to succeed, that you have the power to access the resources that you need to thrive. And just feel this deep connection to yourself and your own power, to the power that exists that's bigger than your own mind, to the power that's here in this circle and in your life and all of your connections. And it's the practice of this connection to ourselves, to the energy intelligence of life, to our power to connect and generate connection with others, that this is the kind of power that will give us the power to manifest our deepest desires, our greatest visions, to become who we came here to be. So this is an experience right now. The more we practice consciously strengthening this connection and this new orientation, this is the way in which we are going to be cultivating feminine power in our lives. So I want to just celebrate at the end of every step, because in opening up and disrupting the old stories about masculine and feminine and stepping into a new possibility, you have awakened your feminine power, right? Awakening feminine power doesn't happen when you master this. It happens when you open up to this new possibility of power. So I want to invite you to just share what your biggest takeaway is from this section. We're going to shake as we move into unlocking what I like to call the three power centers of feminine power in our next steps. Okay, so share your biggest takeaway below on what shifted or what new possibility has opened up for you in this first step in being able to open up to this new possibility of feminine power. And post it in the comments below or in the chat here. what shifted for you. Okay. And I want to invite you just to high five and celebrate someone else in the chat and just post back a celebration of their breakthrough in the chat as we just move and breathe, and we're going to go into our next step in our process. So that's it. That's the shift. And so then now everything else we're doing in the course is going to be practicing creating from this new orientation, from this new center. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful pose. Power is already here. That is great. Excellent. So just invite you to let go and release whatever you need to release. Remember, this is the fast track today. And so we're going to go into the specific system of how you create something now from feminine power. All you need to do to complete this step is be open to a new possibility, okay? And just disrupt the old ideas about feminine and masculine that you've had up until now. That's it. That's all you need to do. And you are effectively, you have completed the first step. All right. So let's get into the second step. So the second step in our process of awakening feminine power, what do we normally do in masculine power? We go out and we create a plan, right? Isn't that true? When you want to create something, well, how do I do it? I want to get on with it. I want to be productive. I want to make something happen. What do? I go into strategy. I go into creating a plan, right? When you're creating with a feminine system, that's absolutely the worst thing that you could possibly go through. Because the truth is that the blocks and barriers that you have to success at the level of self-actualization, they don't have anything to do with time, money, resources. They're not the biggest obstacle to you creating the things that you now most deeply desire in life. The biggest obstacle to you creating the things that you desire, that you're yearning for, that you have struggled with up until now, they are the old stories and patterns and beliefs that are creating an inner glass ceiling on the possibilities that you have in your life. They are the they are the old ways in which we show up. They're the old ways that we interpret and respond. They're the old structures and things that have been holding us back up until now. I want to share a story with you. So, you know, I was this quote unquote powerful woman who was able to make a lot happen in her life. And I was able to set a lot of plans and a lot of goals. And I would struggle to break through into a sense of my own purpose and visibility in my life and the world. And I had a chronic pattern and experience of invisibility in my career, pretty much wherever I went. I felt like I had all of these ideas that were valuable, but I couldn't get them out of me in a way that other people saw. So, you know, that, you know, I would make attempts to put myself out there, and that would be the experience of just being invisible and unseen. And, so I want to invite you to think about, in the area of your life that you're wanting to have this breakthrough in, what has been the pattern that has happened over and over and over again when you have like made attempts or had intentions to go out there and to create something in your life, right? So, you know, you're trying to step forward into your life purpose, and you invest a lot in a website to launch yourself, and it's not financially successful. With, you know, you invest in things and there is no return, or you put yourself out there and others don't support you. You end up taking care of other people's needs and neglecting your own. And this is a chronic pattern where you can't get traction. You might overly invest in a new relationship only to have not other people, you know, have not other people meet you, right? And so, you know, if we look deeper at, you know, the reason why we've struggled to create the things in our lives that we desire, it's not a lack of opportunity. It's not a lack of strategy, that there's something inside of us where our greatest barriers at the level of self-actualization are the old stories, the old beliefs, the old patterns, right? So my invisibility pattern, as I was sharing with you, the story of my invisibility pattern, it was chronic, where I would be at conferences hearing other teachers speak, and they would be saying things that I had myself been researching in my doctoral studies, and I knew I had something important to offer. And I remember one day I was at this conference, and this one woman came up to me, and I thought that she, you know, had, I don't know, intuited something about me. And she said to me, you know, Claire, I'm really, you know, I'm just having a feeling that at this conference, there are, you know, there are people who, you know, might have something to say, who are really, you know, have a message, and I want to find who they are in those speakers. And, you know, and I thought, oh, finally, I'm being seen. Somebody's like seeing me. And instead, she said, you know, do you know anyone like that who has something valuable to offer? And I just cringed inside, because I felt like, wow. And what I saw in that, and there were so many examples of this in my life, where even though I was doing good work, it wasn't translating. Other people weren't able to see it and get it. And I first saw this as I was, you know, working with this first practice in breaking through your inner glass ceiling and looking at, you know, okay, rather than trying to get myself out there in the world and move into action, I've got to break up and disrupt this old pattern and old story that I'm not seen, that I'm not valuable, that it's not safe to take up space and have a voice and express my ideas. And so instead of trying to strategize how I was going to get out there in the world, I looked at this pattern. I looked at the belief. I looked at the old ways that I used to show up, that I would really literally be disappearing myself and waiting for other people to intuit what I had to offer and what I had to say. And so I said, that's it, no more. I'm going to take responsibility for myself to break through this old pattern. And I'm going to show up in a way that's aligned with my vision and who I am becoming. And so what I discovered was the key to that was to connect to myself, get connected to the deeper truth that, you know, what I have to share is important and no one else is going to find their way into my world. I am responsible for presencing myself. And when I did that, I had the most incredible experience of being seen that I've ever had. So, you know, it happened one day. I was interviewing Jean Houston for a series that I was leading. And previously, inside my old pattern, I would have just been a mirror to her and not presenced all of my own ideas about things. I would have just, you know, created space to reflect back everything that she said and how wonderful it was, and just disappear myself. And so in shifting this way of being and way of showing up, I presenced myself in a very, very new way. And I presenced myself in a way that was completely different, where I was a gracious host and I created space, but I took time to connect with what I most wanted to say and share in advance, and I found ways in the conversation of presencing myself as well as mirroring Jane. And it was remarkable. Halfway through that interview, she turned and said to me, "Claire, I need to talk to you on my private line. Call me tomorrow." There were thousands of people on the call. And I was very surprised. And the next day I called her and she reflected back so much to me about the calling to leadership, to empower women. She gave me so much mirroring and so much reflection. And so, as a result of that, I was able to have an extraordinary breakthrough where I, got so much support from other women and other people, and one thing led to another. And within a few months of that interview, I began teaching thousands of women around the world from having had a small center locally in Los Angeles. And all of that came from that shift in beingness, this new way that I was showing up, this breaking out of my old pattern, right? So people say, how did you create this company? How did you create Evolving Wisdom? How did you create all your work with feminine power? It didn't just come from me being a perfect person and setting out with the intention strategically in my mind to do that, right? What happened was, Selena is saying Jean brought out the best in me. Well, she didn't. She didn't just bring out the best in me. If I had done that interview inside the old pattern and disappeared myself in the same way, she wouldn't have seen me. Right? That opportunity for that connection with her would have been missed. And, the whole trajectory of my life was completely changed and altered in that breakthrough. And that's the thing that I want to transmit to you, that it's not that you haven't had the opportunity. It's not that you don't have the resources. Is that we have to risk the vulnerability of growing out of these old patterns and ways of being that have been keeping us small. And if you want to actualize your greatest possibilities, if you want to become yourself in this world, you absolutely must connect with yourself, the part of you that has been stuck inside the old story of not enoughness or not safe or too muchness, and connect with a deeper truth and grow yourself to show up in your life in ways that are consistent with your vision, right? Like this is really when I talk about when, and so feminine power is the power to do that. It's the power to grow beyond these old stories, beyond these old experiences. And so I want to give you a fast track experience to see if you can connect with and have a breakthrough in the area of your own intention around this old story. Would you like to see if you can discover what yours is and see if you can connect and begin to break through it? All right. Okay. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side. This can be I'm going to hold a space that we're going to have an incredibly deep breakthrough really quickly. All right. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side and just hold in your heart this thing that it is that you most want to manifest and create in your life. It might be a loving relationship. It might be getting to the next level of wealth and prosperity. It might be the unshakable practices of self-care. It might be tapping into your creative vision. It might be discovering your life's purpose, whatever it is. Holding your intention. And I want to invite you to imagine that you are extending a field of loving kindness around yourself. You think about this area of your life you've likely been trying to have a breakthrough in for so long. what is it that actually happens? What is it that actually happens as you go to create? Others don't support you. You invest in things and don't get a return. You end up taking care of everyone else's needs first. You put yourself out there, but your work isn't valued. You invest in relationships and feel rejected. You see other less capable people being promoted ahead of you. So what is it that holds you back? What is it that's that pattern that has happened over and over again? And I want to invite you just to step into the moment that that pattern happens and see if you can breathe into your body and feel the feeling that comes up. Feel the feeling that comes up when you are inside that old pattern and it happens again. And see if you can breathe into the center of the feeling. And just name it as an I am statement. I'm not enough. I'm too much. I'm not safe. I'm not seen. See if you can name the feeling as an I am statement. I'm worthless. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm too much. I'm fearful. I'm not valued. I'm not smart enough. Whatever that is, see if you can breathe into the feeling, name it as an I am statement, and just ask yourself the question, how old is this part of me? How old is this part of me? How old is this part of me? And when I'm in this, when I'm this pattern of I'm too much, I'm not enough, how do I react? How do I respond? How do I show up in ways that create evidence for this being true? How old is this part of me? And when I act out of this part of me, how do I create evidence for the truth of this story? Right? So, you know, we get angry, we react, we're fearful. And notice when we are, you know, something happens and we kind of get triggered into this much younger part of us, and then we react in ways that generate evidence for that story. And that's the pattern that you keep bumping up against. That's the inner glass ceiling. So let's break through it. So again, just want to invite you just to have a shake. I want to ask you a really powerful question. What is the best thing or a couple of the best things about being your current age compared to being the age of this much younger self? What are a couple of the best things about being your current age? That you have access to wisdom. You have access to resources. You have access to power. You have access to choices. That you are brilliant and extraordinary. You're actually who you needed when you were young. So just imagine that you are bringing this adult, powerful woman that you have grown yourself to be into this area of your life. Imagine that you are just putting your arms around yourself. And just imagine that you are bringing into connection, just you are putting your arms around that 4-year-old, that 8-year-old, that 12-year-old who feels like she's not enough, and you are here with her now. And just allow the breath to bring these two parts of you into deep connection with each other. Imagine you're bringing this powerful woman that you are today into connection with this younger self who has been stuck in this old story. And so this is the most important question I'm going to ask you to break through the inner barrier that has been blocking your power as a creator up until now. What's the deeper truth? What's the deeper truth about this old story? What's the deeper truth about who you are and the possibility of success in this area of your life? The deeper truth is that you have the power to keep yourself safe. The deeper truth is that you, it's not that you are too much, it's that the context in your life haven't been big enough for you. You are here to play a big game. The deeper truth is that you are so worthy, your very existence is more than enough to be worthy of love, of goodness, of partaking in the goodness of life. The deeper truth is that you have the power to create the things that you desire to create. The deeper truth is that you can make new choices and you can start over. The deeper truth, it is not too late. You have enough time, you have enough resources. The deeper truth is that you are enough, that your very existence is more than enough to be loved, to be cherished. The deeper truth is that you are perfect and just right for who you're meant to be with. The deeper truth is that you have the power to create extraordinary value for others. What's the deeper truth? What's the deeper truth about who you are and the power that you have to succeed in this area of your life? Breathing into this new story from this deeper, wider center of your most powerful self. Okay, so you have it. So this is the deeper truth. The deeper truth will set you free, okay? The deeper truth about who you are and your power to succeed will set you free. So I want to invite you to connect with what that is, okay? And the deeper truth is that you have the power to create and fulfill your heart's desire and your soul potential. And so this is it. This is what's going to break through the pattern. This is what is going to set you free and break through your inner glass ceiling. If you imagine yourself in your life, in this area that you are have your intention in, if you align with this new story of your power as a creator, of your worthiness, what's the new way that you can show up in this area of your life? What's the new way that you can show up to presence yourself, to create value for others, to let go of control, to be able to create enough space for you to be all that you can be? What's the new way of showing up? Okay, so this is one of the biggest takeaways in the entire immersion that I want you to write down. I want to invite you to write down. It's really important. If I align with a new story in the area of my intention, what's a new way that I can show up? Okay, because this is the big takeaway from this step in creating with feminine power. Do not move into action. Do not move into action if you want to create and manifest what you desire. First, identify and release the inner blocks and barriers, the old stories, the old patterns, and align with a new story of power and possibility. And what's going to happen in a very short period of time is when you begin to show up in ways that are aligned with this new story, your outer world will reorganize and start to reflect and mirror the deeper truth of who you are. I can't underscore how critical this would be. If I showed up at that interview with Jean inside of my invisibility pattern disappeared, I would have missed this opening to my destiny. How many opportunities are you missing? How many resources are you not able to see? Because you're stuck inside of that old pattern is absolutely critical as a powerful creator. We go in and we break through these inner barriers before moving into creation. So I want to invite you to just celebrate this is very, we went really deep there really fast, and you can do this because we, you know, it's time to fast track. So I want to invite you to post in the chat what your biggest takeaway is from this step. Post your biggest takeaway from this step, right? Okay, seriously, this is actually what I just shared with you can cut 10 years off your journey. Just go straight into it. You got to go straight into it. The pattern, the belief, that's it. And then like bring in all of your resources and then show up in ways that are aligned with the deeper truth. We normally do this in the Essential Course over an entire week, each of these steps, and in Mastery over in a couple of months. But this is feminine power. Feminine power is essentially the power to be able to make these shifts and be able to grow and to self-evolve and to release these areas. But you absolutely must, if you want to create any of these outcomes at the level of self-actualization, identify and release the inner block or barrier, and you can shift this really fast. Okay, so I want to invite you to see yourself in your life showing up in ways that are aligned with this new story, and your outer world will begin to shift really, really quickly. So many of my graduates describe what happens as a result of this shift as like going from a black and white world to a color world really quickly. So want to invite you to just shake and breathe and celebrate and stand in the deeper truth and share in the chat what your biggest takeaway is. And we're going to move into the next step, because guess what? Now you're ready to move into becoming a powerful creator and manifesting. You couldn't manifest or create on top of that. So, right? Are we ready? Are we ready to move into creation? So this is it. Awesome. Okay. Who feels like, okay. So yeah, you can't create on top of that. You can't manifest on top of that. Got to break the old pattern. All right. Great. Excellent. Well done. Okay. This is really great. All right. So this is it. That's the breakthrough. And so let's move into the third step in our process, which is to create from a feminine system of power, right? Activate the third step in our process. I want to welcome you to this. We are going to step into activating our feminine navigation system. Okay, so and activating your feminine navigation system is really important at the level of self-actualization, because the things that we really desire and that we want to create, we can't necessarily create them with a logical and linear step-by-step plan. Isn't that true? Are you trying to find your life's purpose? Chances are you've been trying to figure out what things look like 10 years from now and create a strategy to get there. You can't do it. You're probably stuck and you're not in action. You're looping around in your mind confused. You can't create or step into your larger purpose in this very strategic way. Just like the other things that we desire to create in our life, the experience of visibility and being seen by others, the experience of being creatively expressed, being able to experience deep love and intimacy with a soulmate partner. These are things that we can't create with a, you know, just by setting goals, breaking them down into steps, and moving ahead with a plan, right? So if you look at where you have struggled or the thing that it is that you most want to create, chances are it's in one of these areas of self-actualization and you haven't been able to get there with strategy. Right? And so, you know, we've had the inner blocks and barriers, so we've got to release those. But to move into creation, we know that this whole like control thing doesn't work. So what happened? Where do we go instead? We're like, well, I'm going to let the universe tell me what I want. Whatever will be, will be. That doesn't work either, right? Going into a kind of passivity of like, and just waiting. So we've been in controlling and we kind of go into, you know, waiting because we know that that doesn't work. But to be able to manifest and create at this level of self-actualization, you really need to go to a place which is a very active, dynamic process of creating in partnership with a higher power and accessing your deeper knowing. So I want to show you what it is to create from your feminine navigation system in this step. So before I do, though, I want to share a story because like you, I was probably like you, I'm guessing, you know, I know if you're here, you're already a powerful woman who can make, you can make a lot happen in your life, but you feel this power paradox. You feel this gap between the possibilities that you feel and what you want to create. And it's very confusing. And how do I get this out of me? And this was my experience. This was what I was in. I was in that dark night of the soul of trying to find what am I here to do? And see, it was really interesting because I'd had a lot of experiences of loss and of disappointment and of setbacks in my life, where even though I fundamentally believed conceptually in an idea of oneness or connection to a higher power, I also felt paradoxically, I felt very alone and very unsupported by life because of these losses and these disappointments and these setbacks and failures. And so what I noticed is I had really contracted. I had really contracted into a place of feeling very alone in the universe. And I couldn't find my way. I just couldn't find my way. I couldn't navigate. I tried with my mind and I couldn't figure out what my path was or what my life's purpose was. And I just couldn't. I couldn't figure it out for love or money. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I felt so deeply confused and so deeply depressed and probably in the darkest hour of that dark night of the soul that I experienced when I was so lost. At the end of the night of what was one of the most kind of emotionally painful nights of feeling alone in the universe, I lit a candle and I said a prayer. And I said, okay, you know, God, universe, spirit, higher power, I can't do it. I can't do this from my mind. I can't create what I desire from my mind. So how do I do it? And I wasn't expecting an answer because at this point I was very, you know, I didn't really believe life supported me. So why would God, spirit, or the universe give me an answer? But I asked the question anyway. And as I asked the question, to my surprise, I did get an answer. And it was the voice of my inner wisdom. The voice of my inner wisdom said, you have to make choices and take actions in your life as though you believe that all of life is organizing around your success. Even though you don't feel that that's true, even though you don't have any evidence for that being true, when you start to make choices and take actions in your life as though you believe in yourself and all of life is organizing around your success, you'll be able to find the way. And so, you know, I woke up the next morning. I didn't believe that was true, but I was really coachable and I had nothing else left. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this a go. So I was like, okay, if I absolutely believe in myself, if I absolutely believed all of life was organizing around my success, even though I don't feel it and even though I don't have any evidence for it, what would I do? And all of a sudden I became aware there was like this deeper awareness, this deeper knowing that began to come in. What is it? And I asked myself, what is it that I most deeply desire to do? And it was to create my work with people, to start working with people, to start doing transformational work with people again as a coach. And I had a deeper knowing as I connected with that desire that, you know, what would I do if I believed in myself? I would restart my coaching practice and I would go and get an office space. And it was amazing because in asking those questions, I literally tapped into a very different system of creation than my mind. In my mind, you know, I should have like been looking for a job logically. That would have been the smart thing to do or the wise thing to do given the challenges that I was having financially at that point. But when I asked this different set of questions, and I did it from a place of acting as if all of life is organizing around my success, I did begin to create from this deeper awareness. So it's like, okay, get an office space. So I did. I went and I got an office space. It was just one day a week. It wasn't a reckless act of, taking a huge amount of money, but I went and I got an office space. I followed the deeper desires. I followed the deeper knowing. And I got an office space and I began to connect with the other practitioners who were there at the center that I'd rented the office space in. And I began to get referrals for my coaching practice. And out of that, those referrals came the incredible clients that I was describing that at the beginning of this, of the series here, who were smart, conscious women who were having this experience of the unsung song syndrome. And everything that I'd been reflecting on and studying in my doctoral research, I was like seeing and experiencing because I was at the center connecting with other people. And I had access to a teaching room at this space. And so I brought them all together. And I created this group to inquire about feminine energy. And out of that came feminine power. And within 6 months, I had a full-time overflowing coaching practice. And within a year, I was teaching large groups of women to awaken their feminine power. And within a couple of years, I had used feminine power and all the principles I'm sharing with you today to totally transform my own life and found Evolving Wisdom and reach thousands of people online. And, you know, you have to understand that at that moment when I asked that question, I, you know, could barely pay my rent on my small apartment and I had no way of making a living that was true to my values. And I didn't really know what my work was. And I'd been trying to figure this out with my mind for years. And so the thing that I want you to know is that's really, really important is that to be able to access the power you need to become yourself, to manifest your desires, you can't do that from your mind alone. You can't do that from strategy. You have to learn how to do it from a place of receptivity and connection to yourself, to your deeper knowing, to your intuition, and to a higher power, right? So, I mean, look back at your own life. Look back at your own intention. Where have you been trying to figure out how to create what it is that you desire? Right? You know, where have you been doing that? What is it, you know, what's been your struggle and your frustration, you know? And so this is where, you know, why is it that we don't plug into? It's like we don't trust ourselves and we don't trust God, spirit, or the universe. And so we're like stuck in our mind just trying to figure it out. And it doesn't work in the set of things that has to do with your deeper desires and your soul's potentials in this life. Okay, so I want to guide you through the steps of being able to create with this feminine navigation system. This is our third step in our process of awakening feminine power. Are you ready? You ready to have an experience of this? Okay, all right. So we're going to fast track. Okay, again, I normally teach this module in a deep dive module over the course of a week, but I'm going to give you the fast track today so you can have an experience of the power of this process. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. You know what? And you can tell, right? I'm a smart, rational woman. who is able to make a lot happen with my mind. So I am telling all of you bright, smart, intelligent women out there, as someone who is, you know, this is not woo-woo. This is like the laws of the universe and creation and like how it actually works. So, this whole idea, so it's not that your mind isn't powerful or useful. See, it's just that to create this set of things that you're yearning to create at the level of self-actualization, we've got to do it from a deeper place. All right. So invite you to just put everything to one side. Okay. So come back to yourself, come back to your intention. Just put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. All right, just taking a nice deep breath, breathing all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet and into the earth. And I want to invite you, even though you might not feel like there's any evidence for it, even though you might not feel it's true yet, just step in. If I absolutely believed all of life was organizing around my success, if I believed in myself and I believed that life supported me, what is it that I most deeply desire to create? Let yourself feel the desire that you have. If I believed in myself, if I believe that life supports me, what do I most deeply desire to create? And move into a place of listening to yourself as opposed to trying to figure out the answer. Okay, this is really a shift. This is the shift. Moving into a place of listening to yourself for the answer as opposed to thinking about the answer. If I believed in myself, if I believe that life supports my success, what is it that I most deeply desire to create? And this is really important. What's my next step? If I believed in myself and I believe that life supports me, what's my next step? If I believed in myself and I believe that life supports me, what's my next step? And move into a place of listening to yourself, to your deeper knowing, and be receptive to it and listen to it. Now, if you don't get an answer, that's often a sign of how you may be disconnected from your deeper self, right? And this is where you want to come back to these questions. If I believed in myself and I believe that life supports me, what would I create next? What would my next step be? If I believe in myself and I believe that life supports me, what would I create and what's my next step? Post it in the chat. So you see, this is a practice where you're beginning to access a deeper source of knowing. And the final step is acting on this, having the courage to act on this, even though you might not necessarily see how this is going to lead to the thing that you want to create, right? So don't let your mind disrupt or interrupt your deeper knowing. Start taking action. Start taking action on your deeper knowing. And what you're going to find when you start to take action from this place of listening and receptivity that you begin to create in this incredible field of flow and synchronicity, where all of the resources that you could want or need to continue to take the next step. I could never have anticipated that going and following this knowing to restart my coaching practice and get an office space was going to unlock my life's work and be like a rocket ship to my destiny of my impact and contribution. My mind could have talked me out of that very, very easily. You know, this process really happens you know, this process really happens, you know, your destiny, these deeper desires in your life, they unfold in this field of connection to yourself, connection to a higher power, and where we're going to move next, which is in a connection to others, right? So just, you know, take a little step towards this today. Listen to yourself. If I believed in myself, if I believe that life supports me, if I, you know, what would I create and what are my next steps? Go ahead and write it in the chat and share your takeaway from this section. Share your biggest takeaway from this section. Okay, so let's see here. So this is the big idea, right? To create the things that we most deeply desire in our life, we need to be able to access the deeper knowing that's only unlocked through a connection to a higher power, to a source of wisdom that's beyond our mind. We can connect on it. We can tap into our deeper desires. We can listen to our deeper knowing, and we can get the courage to act on it. We'll begin to create with a whole other kind of stream of power and flow and connection. Right. So share your takeaway from this step. Okay. These are the big ones that were in the step about releasing our inner blocks and barriers, connecting to a higher power and connecting with others. This is the most, you know, this is really the core of making the shift to a feminine system of power. All right. So we're going to move into what I like to call the third power center, which is being able to create in partnership, to be able to magnetize, support, and amplify our power from others. All right, who's ready for the next step in our process? Ready for our next step? All right. So we've connected, so far in our process, we've made the shift to setting intentions from a place of listening and connection to ourselves. We are not moving into action. We are breaking through old barriers. We're tapping into our deeper knowing. We're connecting to our deeper desires. We're creating in a partnership with life. So how is it that things really then manifest? How is it that things really are able to manifest? We connect with our deeper desires. We, you know, are outside of our inner glass ceiling. Things manifest in our lives through the gateway of our relationships and our connections to others. Okay, this is the next step to be able to magnetize support and amplify your power, is to completely disrupt your old story around receiving support. There's an old story that we have as women that somehow if we need support, it means that we're weak and we're insufficient. But the truth is that to become yourself, to manifest at the level of self-actualization, we can't become ourselves by ourselves. We need to be able to access resources from others. We need to be able to access support. The more support we receive, the more powerful that we become. So the shift into magnetizing the support that we need and amplifying our power as creators, it's to expand our capacity to generate connection and support with other people, right? So you can't do that on top of the story that there's something weak or insufficient around me, about me, if I need, you know, help from somebody else, right? You know, I guess this is a question, you know, if you think about what it is that you're desiring to create, how many people are holding that with you? How many people have you reached out to for support with this, right? It doesn't even occur to us that support is possible, and we're disconnected from our own needs of support. So we're kind of trying to do it by ourselves. But if you think about the thing that you really most deeply desire to create, you know, probably there's some things that you need that you don't yet have. And so being able to plug in, to reach out, to extend, to be able to access support is, you know, absolutely critical. So I, for many years, felt that to be respected and liked, I needed to not need anything from anybody, right? That somehow people would not think that I was a powerful person if I didn't have things figured out or if I needed help. And the miraculous discovery where everything began to change in my life was when I let myself begin to be seen as not having all of the answers and having it figured out and needing to receive support, not from a helpless or victimized place, but in a way that I began to be open to receive and to allow other people to contribute to me, to give other people the opportunity to contribute to me. And I'd been living inside of a story. I had to take care of everybody else's needs, and other people couldn't possibly understand what I was going through or didn't have anything to contribute to me. And I really knew that this is a bankrupt system when it comes to being able to actualize our greater possibilities. And so I began to shift the story. The more support I receive, the more powerful I become. I began to show up with other leaders that I was connected to in a way where I would presence my strengths, but I'd also start sharing the things that I didn't know or that I was struggling with, that I needed help with. And to my absolute radically extraordinary 180 degree, it blew my mind. I was just stunned at how much other people were overjoyed to contribute to me. And so in shifting that, I began to, you know, receive and generate and create support everywhere I went, right? So, you know, most of us are way too isolated. We're way too disconnected. And so, you know, the shift that will unlock your power to manifest and create, it's a shift in the story about other people and what it means to receive support. And it's a shift into a willingness to be powerfully vulnerable, to begin to reach out and let other people into your world and provide opportunities for others to contribute to you, right? And that's not to say that you might not need to invest in professional support, but there's a lot of different things. So I want to give you an opportunity to make this shift right now. Would you like to? Are you ready? We're going to make a quick shift into this. All right. Excellent. See, inside the old story that support isn't possible and it's somehow weak if I need support, the biggest thing is we don't really connect to what our needs are for support to be able to succeed in the area of our intention. So take a moment just to put everything to one side. Take a nice deep breath. Breathing all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet and into the earth. And just with each breath, just with each breath, bringing your attention back to your intention, what it is that you most deeply desire to create in your life. From this place of connection, feeling the truth of your new story, the truth that life supports you, the truth that the more you're able to receive, the more powerful you're able to become. See if you can connect with your needs for support in the area of your intention. What do you need in terms of emotional support and encouragement from yourself and from others? What do you need? What do you need in terms of emotional support? What do you need in terms of practical support? What are the ways that you might need practical support? So emotional support is like encouragement, someone to cheer you on, someone to check in with you. If you are having an intention to find love and you need the emotional support of someone who you can share your highs and lows, who can hold and energize your vision with you. You might need practical support, someone to help you with childcare while you go on a date, albeit an online date right now. Right? You might need practical support in terms of someone to help you with your website, in terms of figuring out what you should do or what you should launch next. So there's emotional support. There's practical support. What's the practical support you need? There might be professional support that you need. There might be training. What resources or expertise do you need to tap into? There's so much information available out there online these days. What resources do you need to tap into? What professional support or coaching or mentoring might you need? See if you can bring awareness to what support it is that you need, right? So most of us, it's just we don't even ask ourselves this question. Bring awareness to if you realized, wow, like what do I really need to be able to succeed at creating? I need to be able to access these resources, encouragement, understanding, practical support, information. What do I need? See if you can bring your awareness to the most important needs. Right? And so, you know, if I believed that I was worthy of being supported and I was worthy of investing in myself, how might I generate that support? Who can I reach out to in my immediate family and friends network? What information could I access that's freely available online to go and find out and access information? What professional support could I access? Right? And just step into seeing what that feels like to be able to see yourself moving forward, feeling really able to, feeling confident in your own power as a creator to identify and access the resources that you need to be able to succeed. Right? So that's the third power center of feminine power. The first power center is being able to have the power to break through old patterns. Second power center to plug in to create with the feminine system. Third power center to be able to identify and access support and resources. Okay, it's very, very, you feel how much power there is in these three shifts. So I want to invite you just to see how you can move forward from today and access even more support, even in one way. Write it in the chat for me. What's one aspect of support to up-level your support in your field that you're going to go and access? So you did it. You have unlocked all three power centers with this shift into breaking through this pattern, plugging into a higher power, expanding outward into this field of support. Okay, this is really what feminine power is. I want to invite you to post your takeaway from this last section. Okay, so post this takeaway from this last section, and we are going to be moving through the final steps very shortly. Okay, and just notice it's like it's really the practice of the practice of these places of connection to ourselves, our inner strengths and resources, our new story showing up in ways that are aligned with our vision. I want to invite you to see yourself moving forward from today and like really stepping in to align with the future you're creating being able to expand outward and tap into your deeper knowing, being able to expand outward and access support and resources. Okay, so these are the three power centers that we've covered that you often hear me speak about. And we're going to move into our final three steps that won't take as long so far because they integrate the first ones. All right. So well done. I'm feeling how deep the transformation and the breakthroughs have been so far. Well, so I'm going to recap. So the process of creating from your feminine power, you're setting a powerful intention. You're setting an intention that is coming from a place of a deeper connection to yourself, listening to your deeper desires. You are identifying and releasing what the old barrier and story has been. You're tapping into your deeper desires and deeper knowing, and you're bringing awareness to the support that you need to succeed. Okay, these are the first steps in our process. So I'm going to guide you through these last final steps in a way that we're going to move through this fairly quickly. Because what starts to happen at this point, when you create with your feminine power and you are breaking through these old stories, you're creating and tapping into a higher power, you're manifesting support, what starts to happen is that you start creating things in really big ways that are surprising, and you start to become visible, and you start to become seen, and you start to succeed, and you start to take up space. And what that takes us into is our next step, our fifth step, in unlocking feminine radiance, which is to I want to name the shift. The big idea in this step is that most of us in our lives have been taking up as much space as we feel is available for us in the world outside of us. How big we can be, how much light we can shine, how much we can desire to have, right, is relative to how much space we feel exists in the world for us to take up, right? So, you know, in our relationships, how much space is there for me to be me? In our jobs and our workplace, how much space is there to be me? In our lives. And so the shift into feminine radiance, the big shift in this step, it's a shift out of determining how much of your light and how much of your power can be expressed as a result of how much space exists to you yourself being able to generate that space. You yourself being able to generate your visibility. You yourself being able to create the space to be visible, to be seen, to have a voice, to take up space in a way that you don't fear you are a threat to others, in a way that you can be feeding and amplifying other people. So again, I normally teach this in a whole week. We're going to just do the fast track right now because it's really time. So let's jump in and let's just do it, okay? So I want to invite you to take a moment. We're going to do this. This is the big shift. This is the key, right? The key is I'm going to create the space in which to let my light shine, as opposed to dim myself down because there isn't space for me. So I want to invite you to take a moment just to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath, bringing your awareness all the way back to yourself. And I want to invite you to imagine that you have the power to create the space. to expand to your full visibility and full power. Okay? So I want to invite you just to imagine, feel the field of your personal energy around you and feel how much of your personal space you're currently taking up. And I want to imagine, I want to invite you to imagine that you are just taking a deep breath and you're letting your personal energetic field expand outward to the edges of yourself. Just all the way around, all the way around in a circle. You're just imagining that you are letting your energetic field expand and open, knowing that you actually have the power to expand the space around you. And just step into what it feels like to just let yourself feel your full wingspan. Let yourself feel your full wingspan. What does it feel like to stand and let yourself fully take up all the space that is here for you to have a voice, to let your voice be amplified and heard, for your energetic field to become brighter. And just with each breath, coming into this place of deeper knowing where you can know that you have the right to take up space. You have the right to have a voice, that your body belongs to you, that your field of energetic personal space here is your queendom and your realm, and that you have sovereignty. You have sovereignty over your personal energetic field and space. And you have the power and right to take up all the space that's yours of who you are and who you came here to be, for your voice to be free, for you to be fully in your body, for you to allow you to expand outward into the world, that you have the power to create the space for your light to shine. You have the power to bring that energy up, to have your voice be heard. And just let yourself breathe and move and imagine and see yourself walking through the world, knowing that you have the power to create the space to be yourself. All right, I want to invite you to share the biggest takeaway from this practice in the chat. We have two more final ones to go. There's so much more I could say about this, but this is the core shift. The core shift is knowing that I have the power to create the space to be myself, right? I have that power. I'm not going to express how much of myself I feel there's space for. I have the power to be able to expand open. That's what it is to express feminine radiance and be able to, you know, really amplify other women and reflect other women, because we're coming from our own center and creating, you know, giving ourselves permission to shine, as opposed to only taking up the amount of space that we feel is there for us to take up. So you have the power to give yourself permission and create the energetic space to walk through the world, extend it out to the edges of yourself. Beautiful, powerful, just that energetic shift. Okay, beautiful. All right, two final steps that I want to share with you in becoming a powerful creator. So you've done this. You have set your powerful intention. You've broken through your inner glass ceiling. You've plugged into creation with a higher power. You're resourcing, accessing support. You're letting your light shine. It's time to create the future. So the sixth step in becoming a powerful is becoming a powerful creator. And this step is really, really simple. And it's this big idea that I want to share with you, is that to create or manifest what you desire in your life, it's not about external circumstances lining up. The biggest mistake that women make when trying to create from another power system is we'll like do a ritual. I've set an intention. And then we move into waiting for it to happen. And then we're disappointed and victimized. Well, I set an intention and, you know, nothing happened. So that's not what it is to create from feminine power, right? Setting intentions are really important, but the reason that you haven't yet been able to create the things that you desire, it's not because you haven't had the big opportunity. It's not because you haven't had the big break. It's not because you haven't met the right person. Maybe, maybe not. It's because you haven't yet grown into becoming who you would need to be to fulfill the intention. So the big idea I want to share with you that as a powerful creator, the path to manifesting is a path of growth. It's a path where each and every day you are actively expanding to align with the future that you're committed to creating. So what that means is you have your new story and you have your new vision, right? So for me, I was when I used feminine power to attract the most extraordinary love of my life and break through all my old relationship patterns, I was living in a new story. I'm an ecstatically, happily married woman, right? That was a new story from, you know, I'm alone and I'm meant to be alone forever, right? So what am I doing? I'm making choices. This is step six, creating your future. This is it. You're making choices and taking actions and growing yourself in ways that are consistent with your vision. Like really, really, really. What that means is that on a level of your own beingness, you're showing up in the world as a woman who is already loved. You're showing up in the world as a woman who belongs. I stopped isolating. I realized I needed to get comfortable being around with other people and giving up some of my independence if I wanted to be a married person. I began carpooling. I began sharing rooms at conferences. I began breathing my way through the discomfort of my old pattern of feeling like I always had to isolate to recharge, and I actually started to show up differently. And it was absolutely extraordinary, right? So I'm practicing, I'm expanding, I'm growing in ways that are consistent with that future. And one of the biggest ones was I made a decision to get an apartment that was big enough for two people. I looked at an apartment that was half the size, was a really good rent deal, but it was very pokey and very small. And I made the decision to spend twice as much and get an apartment that was a really beautiful space for two, because that was consistent with my vision and my intention to be married, right? And so this is really important because I'm not suggesting that you move, but you do want to look at the structures of your life. You want to see that the structures of your life and the ways that you're showing up are consistent with your intention, and you're not waiting for, you're not waiting to meet the person who is with you before you become the person you would need to be for that relationship to go well, right? So, and within a very short period of time, after I took the leap in the new apartment, I met my beloved husband, Craig. And fortunately, he lived in a different city, and he came and spent a lot of time with me in Los Angeles. And it would have been an incredibly different experience if I didn't have that beautiful supportive space. So I want to invite you to think about, if you connect with your vision and what you're creating, what's the choice and what's the action that you can take, that's the most radical, bold action that you can take that's aligned with your vision, leaving this session today. Go ahead and post it in the chat. What are the decisions? What are the new ways of showing up? Don't wait for your vision to manifest. Create it on the field of your life by making choices and taking actions that are consistent with your vision. Okay, what's even one action you can take that would be a way of stretching out of your comfort zone and growing yourself in ways that are consistent with your vision? Go ahead and post it in the chat. quitting your job, finishing your script, downsizing and asking for help. Beautiful. Calling a mover, renovating my apartment, designing my business cards. Start saying who I am. Right on. Stay away from the computer and get outside. Create a visualization. I'm embracing my power and it's okay. Create the program my higher self wants me to create. Create my love profile. Beautiful. Okay? Do it. Do it. Commit to doing it. This is where the doing becomes really powerful at this point. You want to move into action. You want to move into creation, but from this place of connection, from this place of growth, from this place of alignment with your potentials and your possibilities and your vision. All right. So post your takeaway about this step. And we're going to take our final step in our process and bring this all to completion. So the final step in our feminine power process is to claim your power to influence others for the better. So most of us as women are at the effect of other people's behavior and other people's choices, right? Isn't that true? Don't you find that? That, you know, who you are going to be and how you show up is determined by other people's behavior and other people's choices. So as opposed to you seeing that you yourself have the power to show up and connect and influence the situation and influence the other person for the better. Right? So we need to collaborate with others to make manifest our visions. We need to generate, we need to connect, we need to receive support from others. And usually, a lot of the time, those other people are really imperfect. Isn't that true? Those other people that we need support from are likely going to deliver that support in a very imperfect way. And so the final step in awakening feminine power, now that you have awakened your own power, it's to be able to empower and lift up others. And the key shift is it's to stop giving your power away to other people, letting them determine the outcome of situations and possibilities, and to claim your power to positively influence the situation for the better. So here's the fast track. Okay, so I want to invite you just to think about someone in your life or a situation in your life that's kind of an obstacle or a problem in the way of your vision, and take a moment just to imagine the situation, step into the situation, what it is that's going on. And I want to ask you some questions. Take a moment just to ask yourself, what is it that's the potential of this relationship? What's the outcome that you would like to create here? If you could have it your way, what is the outcome that you would create here? What is it that you want to create in this relationship? What is the outcome? Take a moment just to feel it and to step up to it. So if you were going to show up or respond in this relationship in your life, how might you show up? If you believed you had the power to create that outcome, if you believed you had the power to show up and create that higher possibility, what would be the way that you would show up? What would be the way that you would show up to create this higher possibility? If you showed up with an intention to create the outcome that you desire, what would be the new way that you would show up? How might you have that conversation, right? If you saw yourself as someone who has the power to influence the other person, if you saw yourself as having the power to influence the outcome positively, what might be the way that you show up? Okay, so my final assignment to you is to go out and show up in that relationship in that way and awaken to the power you have to positively influence others for the better. You're a powerful creator. You have the power to lift others up and influence the outcomes of situations in who you choose to be. You are going to let your intention guide how you show up, not the behavior of how other people show up. All right. So that's it. That's our process of awakening feminine power. I'm just going to recap this for you, okay? Because I want you to invite you to high five others in the circle today and to celebrate below, because you have completed all seven steps in this short time that we have been together in awakening your feminine power. And I'm just going to recap what those are. So, you know, we're making the shift to awaken feminine power. We're letting go of control, and we're moving into seeing the yearnings and desires that we have for these deeper possibilities. And the power that we need is the power that comes from this connection to ourselves, this connection to a higher power, the connection to other people. We're setting an intention, a magnetic intention, connected to our deeper desires. We're letting go of strategy. We're moving into receptivity. This is the first step in awakening feminine power. The second step, we are not moving into action. We're identifying and releasing the inner blocks and barriers that have been in the way of that vision and that intention. We are connecting to the old story. We're connecting to the deeper truths. We're bringing our resourceful, powerful parts of ourselves into those areas of our lives that we have struggled, and we are beginning to break the pattern by showing up in ways that are connected to ourselves and the deeper truth, and we're showing up outside of that pattern. And then we're stepping into step three, activating our feminine navigation system, where we are plugging into a higher power. We're connecting to our deeper desires. We're listening to ourselves. We're taking inspired action on that knowing. Step four, we are expanding our power to magnetize support and amplify our power by connecting to our needs and by accessing resources, knowing that the more powerful we are through, you know, the more, I'm going to say it one more time, that the more we receive and generate support, the more powerful we become. And we're going to then let our light shine in the fifth step and like expand to give ourselves permission to take up space, to have a voice. And we're going to step forward and grow ourselves and make choices and take actions in the direction of our vision. And we are going to expand outward and lift others up along the way and show up as we navigate relationships with others in ways that we are generating the higher possibilities and outcomes. So this is what it is to create with a feminine system of power. And when you create from your feminine power, you're going to find that you are able to tap into an experience of flow and connection. These are practices to live with and to work with. And this is the orientation and the place that I've found as a conscious, smart, successful woman. This is the orientation to be creating from that will have you be able to succeed in creating the things that you most deeply yearn for. So this is why I created the Feminine Success Codes. In my own experience of having awakened my feminine power and created extraordinary things, and having mentored now tens of thousands of women in these principles and seen the extraordinary, tangible, beautiful, magnificent results that this approach creates, I've created this new membership program where the feminine power mindsets and shifts and practices, we're going to come together to be able to use this feminine power approach to support each other to create an extraordinary life. So I want to thank you for being part of the Feminine Success Codes, and I hope that you continue on with us, because each and every month I'm going to be taking a deep dive into another aspect of how we can apply feminine power to create extraordinary things in key life areas. So, you know, areas like our relationships and love and intimacy, our creativity, impact and influence, being able to discover our life purpose. This is what we're going to be doing from here on out in the Feminine Success Codes, is applying this to, you know, be on the field of our lives and create extraordinary things. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I would love to just stay on and invite you to share your biggest takeaways. Invite you to share your biggest takeaways with me from today. All right. I'd love for you to share your biggest takeaways from today. What has opened up and what is possible for you? What has opened up? What has been the highlight for you? Go ahead and post for me in the chat. What it is that has been the biggest takeaway? Joanna says, stepping into my presence. Nadia says, a whole new world, a colorful one. Marbeat says, I now see what I can do to fulfill my purpose. Jasmine says, barriers are connecting with our past stories. Victoria, takeaway, relax into my unlimited joy and gratitude. Hazel says, thank you so much. Pascal says, becoming the biggest version of me and taking up the biggest space. Beautiful. Ellen shares, I'm excited about the new possibilities. I've had a vision for so long of what I've wanted to create and never got beyond the vision. And now I feel it's totally possible. That's huge. I'm so happy to hear that. Ellen, the biggest takeaway, daring to step into my own power without shame or fear of success and taking up space. Beautiful. Breathing has opened up. Katrina, identifying old patterns. Suzanne, I need to practice getting in touch with my intuition. That's the thing blocking me so much. Not knowing what my life's purpose is. Absolutely. Cheryl, as a hospice and social worker and unsure if my job is going to continue, I'm beyond grateful that you provided this to us. Thank you, Cheryl, and bless you. Carly, thank you. I've been curious about your program and it's touched my soul. Oh, thank you. Marwa opened up with a deep sense of connection. Daphne, highlight was breaking through my inner glass ceiling. Beautiful. Catherine, I really need to connect with my higher self. Life structures are consistent with my intention. Unlimited potential is available. Taking broader action and feeling empowered. Beautiful. Oh my goodness. So many messages, so many takeaways. Yeah, go ahead and share your biggest takeaways with me. Being able to create the wonderful life I always liked. Beautiful. Jody, I've shifted the way I view my relationship with my husband. He was always supporting me in ways I didn't realize. Isn't that beautiful? Deborah shares, I have a voice. Charlotte, embrace and heal myself. Nikki, so incredibly blessed. You took your life lessons and made it something we can learn from. I'm so happy too. Setting up a space for what I want. Lynn says she's here for the first time. Philippa says, thank you for the beauty, intelligence, and generosity. So many wonderful takeaways. Thank you so much. All right. So I hope you stay with us in the success codes if you are able to. We're going to be doing so many fantastic things. Each month there's going to be new seminars, there's going to be coaching calls, there are going to be power practices, and the energy of this community. We've created this as a global practice community to support you to create your life and your future from your feminine power. So thank you so much. And thanks for joining us today. And I hope you stay safe. I hope you stay well. I hope that peace is with you. If you are with us in the success codes, I encourage you to go on to the members area, watch the Spiritual Power Seminar, as well as the weekly missions that we have posted there. There's an amazing conversation happening for the women who are joined in there. The emails have all the details, and I can't wait to be with you again soon. And thank you so much to our amazing support team who have been here today supporting this event. Really appreciate you being here, and much love and many blessings. And I hope you have a wonderful day and stay safe. Take care. Bye-bye.